Why? Why did Jesus die on a cross? What good is that for us? I've asked those questions all my life because I believe that Christian faith and everything we teach and preach about Jesus must be useful. Useful to us in our everyday life. How useful to you in your everyday life is Christ's passion, death, and resurrection? How useful to you for the living of these days? The living of these days. That has changed since Jesus' crucifixion, these days. And our understanding of what Jesus' death and resurrection means, what it accomplishes, has changed too. Every generation needs, every time's issues needs, every historical context demands a particular useful response, a motivation to help us grapple with the challenges of our world now. And so, throughout history, there have been several teachings. Over the years, several understandings, at least seven atonement theories as to why Jesus died on the cross for us. Quote, Jesus died for our sins. Important when people were feeling particularly guilty and were particularly afraid of the pains of hell or purgatory. Or Jesus died and was raised to open to us the gates of heaven, particularly helpful when life on earth for people was particularly painful. All too prevalent today, in today's divisive and divided society, obsessed with a sense of impending doom any minute now, the idea that Jesus died to save some from the wrath of an angry God, coupled with the prevailing notion that an angry Jesus will come again soon to deliver us, who are the chosen, and knock off them. I believe we need something different. I believe we and our nation and our world need deliverance from something else. From rampant individualism, self-imposed isolation, born of a phobia about all others, terror of being controlled by others, fear of death, all of which paralyzes us from taking a stand on behalf of others. To our current need, I believe that there is a portion of the liturgy, a 4th century Eucharistic prayer, which we still pray every Christmas here, and which we will pray on Saturday here, that addresses our specific need. The need to answer the question, what use is Jesus' death and resurrection to us now? Why did Jesus die on the cross? Here is that answer. That ancient answer, which we need to proclaim and trust and live today. The presiding minister prays, Christ is the one who handed over to a death he freely accepted. Why? In order to destroy death, break the bonds of the evil one, crush hell underfoot, give light to the righteous, and establish God's covenant. The Passion according to St. John, and all the parts of this ancient liturgy, these three great days, proclaim and celebrate this use of Jesus Christ for us. Notice carefully tonight. There's nothing maudlin, nothing individualistic, nothing divisive or fearful here. All is freeing, community building, fear destroying, and love empowering. Here tonight, here Jesus calls this hour, his cross, my glory. Use this great act of God's love to fearlessly live, guilt-free, selfless, loving lives, risking ourselves for others, reflecting by our serving the glory of Jesus Christ. For we adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. For by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. Amen.